In cases where there are questions about police conduct, investigators can run into something more than a blue wall of silence. Often police unions can make it difficult to discover what happened in the name of protecting their member officers. About a dozen states have what's called a Law Enforcement Bill of Rights on their books. Investigators and advocates of police accountability say these laws may be good for unions, but they are not necessarily good for the public. NPR's Libby Lewis reports.
In Maryland, it's the 10-day rule that really rankles those investigators and advocates. It allows every officer to refuse to answer questions for 10 days after a shooting or any other incident where an officer's conduct is at issue. For instance, the time a white Montgomery County police officer shot and killed Junius Roberts, a black man. Roberts was driving drunk in suburban Wheaton. The officer pulled him over once, but Roberts took off in a car with signs that had been stolen. The officer pulled over Roberts again. This time, he approached Roberts' car with his 9mm handgun drawn. Douglas Gantzler is Montgomery County's chief prosecutor.
He reached into the car, and as he pulled Junius Roberts out of the car, the gun dislodged. That case was a close call.
A grand jury later exonerated the officer and concluded the shooting was an accident. But that night, investigators couldn't conclude anything because of the 10-day rule.
We had prosecutors at the scene. The Fraternal Order of Police had their lawyers at the scene. The Internal Affairs Division of the Police Department had officers at the scene, and nobody was able to talk to the one person who knew the most about the facts of what happened and why what happened happened.
The silence didn't just slow down the investigation. It led to protests and picketing by outraged citizens groups.
Because when the police aren't talking, when the police aren't forthright, then the public begins to think that maybe there's something to hide. And maybe the police are intentionally hiding behind a thin blue line.
There is no thin blue line, says John Bartlett. He's president of the Fraternal Order of Police for Prince George's County, where the FBI is investigating several fatal shootings by officers and where the Justice Department is conducting a broad review of police practices. Bartlett says the rank and file needs protection from mismanagement. The 10-day rule, he says, simply ensures an officer has time to get a lawyer.
When I was sworn in as a police officer, I took an oath to defend the Constitution. And one of the things our officers are no different than any other citizen. We're innocent until proven guilty.
That's true, says Sam Walker, who just wrote a book on police accountability. But he says it's not clear officers need a Bill of Rights to make the point. Walker teaches criminal justice at the University of Nebraska. He's launching a study of these laws, and he says they are a mixed bag.
Most of those provisions are very good. Due process protection for employees. There's no problem with that, that somebody who's accused of misconduct should be given notice of the charges, should have a right to an attorney, that the interview should be done at a reasonable hour.
All good protections, he says, but that doesn't mean you need to wait 10 days to talk to an officer. And it doesn't mean there should be limits on how long departments can keep data on allegations of officer misconduct. That's a provision in some officers' Bill of Rights.
Now, that's fairly important because one of the important new accountability measures are these early warning systems where the department, you know, collects data on problem behavior by police officers and then looks at patterns. And so it's important to know that a particular officer has, you know, so many complaints over the past 3 years or past 5 years.
Walker says problems often crop up during collective bargaining. He says some cities trade away issues that go straight to accountability, like the power to put a civilian on a police trial board.
The city negotiators might say, well, we can't give you, you know, this much on the dental plan or the vacation days. We can't give you this on the money issues, but we'll give you this on these accountability or management issues. And that builds in an obstacle to accountability.
John Bartlett, the union president, says people like Walker have too narrow a view of what unions do. He says unions are all for accountability. They just want to make it fair. His local union bargained for a review of officer discipline to make sure minority and female officers weren't being singled out.
We're trying to negotiate contracts not only to improve the lives of our officers, but also a little bit reassurance to our communities if things are being done right.
But Walker says, in fact, police unions have long fought efforts to increase accountability in the name of protecting their members. Unions are great lobbyists, he says, and almost nobody lobbies on the other side. After all, who wants to be against the police? Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington.